And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio. I'm Luke.
And I'm Henry.
And we do the Wallaby Beat blog and record label from Sydney, Australia.
So Wallaby Beat was a blog we ran earlier this decade for a couple of years, and it focused on records from Australia in the period 1976 to 84, who basically found self-promotion either too distasteful or too difficult at the time, and therefore their records sank without trace. And that's the focus of today's show, Australian records from 76 to 84.
First up, we open the show with Stiletto with their song Nuclear War from 1978.
So that was part of a TV show where Melbourne pub rock bands were asked to react to punk, and Stiletto took one step extra and wrote their own song, which we think is great.
And I guess it's notable maybe that the vocalist for Stiletto is Jane Clifton, who international listeners might know as Margot Gaffney from the TV show Prisoner, or Prisoner Cell Block H, as it was known in the US and the UK.
Very interesting.
We followed up Stiletto with the rejected Sydney hardcore band from 1985. That was from their first EP, First Defence. The song was Nuclear War. Rejected, I suppose, are notable, particularly in that song, as having a heavy Discharge influence, which perhaps wasn't quite so apparent in a lot of Australian hardcore records from around that time.
Okay, well, let's move on to the greatest hits of the punk side of the blog, and we're going to start with British Jets from Sydney in 1980.
Baby, I can't go anywhere. I need no one, I'm not pretending. I'm not pretending. Baby, One, two, three, four! My boss talks, he squeals like a pig. Let down his diet, squeals like a pig. Ladies in the beach bus, squeal like a pig. Thunder in the gold sun, squeal like a pig. Don't touch myself at all, I'll squeal like a pig. Hey, down at the Eagle Wing, squeal like a pig. Go on the band, watch him squeal like a pig. Guitar, string, string, squeal like a pig. Saxophone, play.
Wow. What was that, Luke?
That was Plastic EP in the Records, an unreleased song from 1981 that was to be their second single, ironically titled So You Want to Make a Record. Plastic EP and the Records are loosely tethered to reality, shall we say, and they managed to lose the master tape for their own single. So that's taken from the only surviving record of that song, a rough mixtape.
Okay, before that, the Flying Calvitos from Sydney 1980 to Italian Brothers and their kind of punk novelty take on Italian Australians. That's recently been reissued on Insolito Records from Berlin.
Prior to that, we had Invader, a hard rock band from Western Sydney, played around the biker pubs in that area in the late 70s and early 80s. That was their deliberate take on a Sex Pistols style song, Don't Blame It On Me, recorded at Albert Studios, where AC/DC, Rose Tattoo, The Angels and so forth recorded around the same time.
And starting out that set was British Jets with Another Day in the City. That was the last in a run of really great singles by a pair called Lee Cattell and David Burnett, starting with Butte in 74 or so, through Branded in 78, and finishing with British Jets in 1980. We do have to mention at this stage, public service announcement, that a lot of these records are just impossible to find, so don't go looking for them, I guess.
But if you want more information about them, we'll post some details on our blog, wallabybeat.blogspot.com.
So let's move on to the Wallaby Beat label. Luke, what's up next?
Up next is the Screaming Abdabs with their song We Don't Wanna.
Celibacy is the key, celibacy is the key, celibacy is the key, be a celibate, have the key.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Bye.
Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio. You just heard The Ulcers, a band from Adelaide, and their song Julius Sumner Miller. The Ulcers existed pretty much independently from the early Adelaide punk scene. In their own words, they weren't a public commodity as such, meaning that they were more focused on just entertaining themselves and a close group of friends from the comfort of their own living room rather than getting out and playing gigs and promoting themselves. But that isolation from the scene made them, I guess, one of the more obscure, certainly one of the more mysterious early Australian punk bands. The original version of that song was on an EP called Remember Them that came out in 1980. We re-released that a couple of years ago on Wallaby Beat Records, along with an LP of otherwise unreleased Ulcers recordings called Forget Them, and that version of Julius Sumner Miller was taken from the LP. It was recorded a little bit later in 1981 or 82.
And before that, City Ram Waddy with his unique take on Walking the Dog. City Ram has a unique take on pretty much everything. Very interesting man. That was a barely released 7-inch from 1979, which we reissued as one side of an LP. City Ram Waddy on one side, and the other side was taken up by the Screaming Abdabs. Screaming Abdabs were a band from Sydney in 1978 that existed for a few months and recorded a live show at the Paris Theatre, which we put together as one side of the LP. Of interest to San Francisco listeners, the singer in the Screaming Abdabs was Carmel Strelin, who moved to San Francisco after the Screaming Abdabs and ran the Pink Tarantula hairdresser in that city for 15 years until she was sadly murdered.
Coming up next, a set of songs that we would have featured on the blog had we decided to keep it going. First up, a band from Melbourne called The Delegates from their very rare single. It was first dug up in the early 2000s and has kept Henry and I busy ever since trying to find a copy. This is Never Let It Get You Down.
Than the third Beethoven symphony, the sign of us, the lips and knots of history. No kind of love can substitute the soldier's trance. Glory on the battlefield forever man's. Can't you see, can't you see, destiny a fantasy, man or god, demigod, is
three, four. The great minds of a Goethe, Wagner, Nietzsche live. To every fertile brand they have the world to give. If I could live a hero's life, who would I be? I am the clouds, a scepter, and a Valkyrie. Can't you see? Can't you see? Destiny, a fantasy. Man of God, demigod. Is it me, the next to be? Rise and fall. One, two, three, four. Can see what I can see, the day is near. When you believe my every word, then you can hear. The tyrant and the holy saint were once in chains, and so it'd be again if ever witness reigns. Victory, victory, charging forward cavalry, marching tunes, blue dragoons, God are made for simpler tunes, marching on. One, two, three, four!
That was The Additions with their song Right to Be Famous from a cassette that came out in 1981 called Aggression. The Additions featured Fred Negro on drums, who went on to play in a number of Melbourne punk bands, I guess most notably Spit on Your Gravy. And the vocalist was Shireen, who went on to have quite a successful commercial pop career as the singer for the band Big Pig.
Before that, Banana Republic with a song called Make Her Yellow from an unreleased 1982 tape. I think I got this from a box of tapes I got from a member of the Slugfuckers about 20 years ago. The vocals on that are insane, as is the guitar sound.
Prior to that, we listened to the U-Bombs from the Live at the Marriottville cassette from 1978, a collection of live recordings from Adelaide bands. It's pretty rough, but actually quite an important document of Adelaide punk because it captures the U-Bombs and the Dagos as well in their punk phase that's not necessarily reflected in the records that came out later on.
Yeah, I'd love to see that one reissued, Luke. Be good. Before that, Squadron Leader. Squadron Leader were a band from Melbourne. That song, we think, was recorded in 1981. The song was called 1234. The band is mentioned in dispatches from the Melbourne scene around the time, but pretty much sank without trace. They then seem to have moved to the Gold Coast in about 1984, put on goth makeup and became a goth rock band, and released that single.
And we started that set with The Delegates, Never Let It Get You Down, from their single from 1980. Both sides of that single are very much punk in sound, but we believe The Delegates weren't a punk band as such. They were more a pub rock band. So whether the sound of that single was an accident or a deliberate attempt at a punk record, we don't really know. But it really is one of the last great unknown Australian punk records.
This is Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio. We're presenting a show on Australian punk records from 1976 to 84. If you're interested in doing a similar show for your scene anywhere else in the world, please get in touch with Sam at MaximumRockAndRoll.com for more details.
Coming up next, we have a set of archival releases that have turned up over the last couple of years. We're going to start out with The Babies from Melbourne.
Don't give a damn. Blame your Uncle Sam. I said, mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah. Mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah. Had to go get a job. Got the bill that I wanted a lot. Took it right up to the top. Need too much, now I gotta stop. I said, mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah. Mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah. Thank you.
more say, don't give a damn. They who understand that's the main line, honey, always looks sunny, yeah. Got the bells that I wanted a lot. Took me right up to the top. Need too much, now I gotta stop. I said, mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah. Mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah. Mainline, honey, all the things sunny, yeah.
Sun might as well be dead. us now, gonna do it our way. Don't turn the binary to fireball, with the facts of all to control. Don't try to let it blame on our heads, cause we know it wasn't my fault. Cough up for the suffering and the millions that are dead. And cough up for the free slam and nuts in people's heads. And cough up for the poverty, societal tendencies. That's the life we've got in hand, but it's guided as can be. Take the crap no more, the stick of being pushed to the ground. Now we're running wild streets and then burn this city down. Take the morals and the standards and we'll set the world on fire. Things don't work out like the day, so be pathetic liar. Stop up for the suffering and the millions that are dead. And stop up for the free slam and knives in people's heads. And stop up for the poverty, societal tendencies. And that's the life we've got to handle, let's guide it as can be. Take that! We're not gonna do what you say. Things are gonna be different now. We're gonna do it our way. Take your morals and your standards and we'll set them all on fire. Things don't work out like you say. You're doing a pathetic liar.
A couple of records there from my hometown of Brisbane. The last one you heard was Death of a Nun with It's Your Fault. That's a previously unreleased 1984 recording which came out on Swashbuckling Hobo Records recently. Death of a Nun played around 83 to 85 or so, featured the guitar player Mark from the original Brisbane Hard-Ons, not to be confused with their namesake from Sydney, and also two members that went on to the Lompoc County Splatterheads who had some records on Waterfront in the 80s. Before that, Public Execution with the song TV Suffragette off a really great 12-inch compilation of all of their known recordings, which came out in 2013, a split release between Short Fuse Records and La Vida Es Un Mus. The song originally appeared on a 1983 split cassette with Kix.
Before that, we heard The Last Words from Sydney with the song I Hate the Sun, a previously unissued 1977 recording. And before that, The Babies from Melbourne. The song was called Mainline Honey, and that came from a single on Buttercup Records that essentially reissued a tape that was sold in very limited quantities in around 1977 at Babies gigs. Up next, some more archival material, this time from my hometown of Perth. This is the Cheap Nasties.
Spend it.
That was The Orphans from Perth. The song was called Bored. A 1978 studio recording. It wasn't issued until the early 2000s. It came out on a CDR called Orphans Exposed. If you want to know more about The Orphans and how they fit into the whole Perth Punk lineage of The Victims and The Scientists, check out the website perthpunk.com. Lots of information there, possibly more information than you ever wanted to know. Before that, The Victims with Elvis is Dead. That came from a live LP on 1977 records from Japan called Culture Shock.
Yeah, there were two albums that were reissued. Culture Shock was live and the Sleeping Dogs Lie LP was studio stuff. They were both great. It's amazing how fast The Victims played.
Yeah, The Victims aren't really mentioned in that whole conversation of, you know, the transition of punk into hardcore, but those two LPs really make a case for them being part of that whole evolution, I think.
Yep.
Before that, we heard The Cheap Nasties with Johnny as a Heartbreaker. They're owed to Johnny Thunders. That's from a single that came with the Numero retrospective of The Scientists. That band featured Kim Salmon from The Scientists and members of The Mannequins, but predated both of them.
Yeah, it's a fantastic little record. There was a cassette as well that came with some copies. I hope that gets a full reissue at some stage. It's got 10 songs on it. You've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio. We've been covering Australian recordings from 1976 to 1984. One thing we had a lot of fun with the original Wallaby Beat blog was covering Australian punk novelty records. You know, while Australia may not have been Belgium or France or Netherlands in terms of quality, we made a pretty decent stab at it. And I'm thinking of things like Norman Gunston, The Rude Band, and at last count, three different versions of Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps, Please. So it should come as no surprise that Australia had a contribution to the worldwide Plastic Bertrand phenomenon.
This is Rick Melbourne, a DJ from Melbourne, under the pseudonym Arthur Dunstan. It's from an album that came out in 1978 or so. The song's called Seaplane Poo Wong. If you're not an Australian, this probably won't make much sense. We can assure you, as an Australian, it doesn't make much sense either.
Goodbye from me.
Bye.
Googly oo when you shoot French cuisine, Venetian blind. Drop your pecs, I don't mind. La Pen. Dance, La Tente. Frere Jacques, Napoleon Bonaparte. Look out, gendarme, my salam, aminam, false alarm, eeny, meeny, miny, moo. I once had the broken toe, bonhomme de nage. Here's on toast, now, no onions, please. Wee. Eggnog, poo, wong. Seaplane, poo, wong. Eggnog, poo, wong. Seaplane, poo, wong. French niggers, 80 cologne. Yes, you want it on the telephone. Go on, get into it. By Jesus, bloke can play, all right. You're listening to Gus Pimble and the Fusiliers. Used to be with the Shadows, till one of them melted. Frog's legs, escargot, send it, I think, don't you know, Pierre Cardin, aftershave, Edith Piaf, Dan, Dave, Marie Chevalier. Citroën, Renault, Eiffel Tower. Now, vous-a-vong. I know where Sheila and Geelong.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
from around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.